Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Gonadraj Prabhu on the call. So Prabhuji will enlighten us on the auspicious day of Diwali and Govardhan. So Prabhuji, thank you so much for giving us your valuable time and association. Now you can start the class, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam. So wishing everyone a happy Diwali, and it's a very special occasion. People are celebrating the month of Kartik, Diwali. It's a very festive month. Usually, I realized in when I was living in New Vrindavan, we always thought, oh, Janmashtami is done, then the festivals are over, but Kartik gets very, very intense. So this month is very special, and today I will speak about this Damodar month and Diwali. So big blessings from all devotees. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखावितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धुजगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. सो दिस month of Damodar, Kartik, is very, very special. And in this month, it is said that one should perform lots of spiritual activity and lots of austerity. And of course, we keep saying that for every important occasion. But month of Kartik, everybody goes to the holy dhar, and everybody goes to various other places where they can perform some kind of austerity and please the Lord in this month. Devotees perform Dandavat Parikrama in Vrindavan. They do the 84 course Parikrama in this month and try to get the mercy of the Brajavasis in this month. Devotees who leave their body in this month, in the holy dham, they are all remembered for their as this being very, very special. Usually in the Bhagavad Gita it is explained that a good time to leave the body is Uttarayana. But we find...
Prabhu, can you be slightly louder, like closer to the mic?
Oh, is it? Okay. So, if we find in the Bhagavad Gita that Krishna explains that one should quit his body during Uttarayana. This is also explained in the Vedanta Sutra. But we find that devotee is leaving body in Kartik. This is Dakshinayana, but it is very, very auspicious. And it is said that the devotee is leaving their body in Kartik. In the holy dham, they are guaranteed to go back to Godhead. So we find that more or less devotees who leave their body are guaranteed to go back to Godhead in this month of Kartik, especially in the holy dham. So therefore this month has lots of spiritual significance, spiritual strength, and everybody puts in a lot of energy in this month to get the blessings of the Lord. So we find in this month that many devotees perform different festivals. So first there is Diwali that we celebrate is the homecoming or the return. The main event is the return of Lord Ram. So Lord Ram, as we all know, his wife Sita Devi, the goddess of fortune, she was kidnapped by Ravana. And when they returned back to Ayodhya, we find that in Ayodhya, the devotees of the Lord, of Lord Ram, they were waiting for him for so long to return. And it is said Hanuman went and gave the news that Lord Ram is returning after his victory over Ravana. And therefore, all the Ayodhya Vasis were to welcome him. And actually, the Ayodhya Vasis welcomed him with all the lamp offering. And therefore, this Deepavali is the celebration where the Lord comes back to Ayodhya and is received by the pure devotees who are living there with great love. So there are, so with this being the main incident in the Diwali, but there are numerous other events that took place over a period of time. So, very, very auspicious events occur, especially in this month of Kartik. The story of Dhanteras, where people buy gold, it is said that many millenniums ago, a chaste woman was cursed that her husband would die the fourth day of marriage. So in order to protect her husband, she removed all her gold, everything, and kept it at the main door. And when Yamaraj came in the form of a snake, he was so dazzled by the gold and diamonds and jewelry, it was difficult for him to enter, and that lady was singing a song whole night to keep her husband awake and to try to frighten the snake. And the snake was dancing all night long, and Yamaraj went back. And therefore it is said on this day, by wealth, the goddess of Lakshmi protects. So in this way, people buy gold, jewelry, because of this story. And it is said it is auspicious, it protects one from even death and all different kinds of difficulties. So that is the importance of Dhanteras. And it is also said that the Pandavas also came back from exile from on this month of Kartik. They came back to Hastinapur, and of course the war was inevitable, but this was the auspicious time they actually returned back. It is said that if one gives a cow in charity in this month, then that cow, when it is given to a brahmana or a devotee, not some money, but really a cow. You buy a cow and give the cow in. Nowadays, cow donation means you give some money to somewhere. No, you actually buy a cow and give the cow as a donation, and that cow is taken care of nicely to whomever you donate. So, this cow, it is said, if you take care, if you donate it to the right place, if the right person takes care of it, and you should ensure that it is taken care of nicely, that cow will take care of you when you leave the body. It will help you cross the Vaitarani River. The Viraja River, and take you to Vaikuntha. So therefore in this month, charity, austerity, just like the Purushottam month, Kartik month has a very, very special significance. Therefore, anyone willingly or unwillingly, if they perform austerities this month, they will get unlimited benefits. Most importantly for the devotees, we celebrate this month of Damodar, Kartik, and also the Govardhan festival. So in this Damodar month, we find that Mother Yashoda is holding little Krishna, trying to tie him. And this wonderful pastime It is very special because it is said to be the origin. So we find there is a very special story. So Krishna grew up among the Brajavasis, especially the cows. So Mother Yashoda, she had, in the inner courtyard, she had five special cows. Of course, in the outer courtyard, there were cows. But in the inner courtyard, there were really special cows. They would especially take care of Krishna. And these cows, they were there to fulfill little Krishna's desire for very, very special milk. She had five special cows. The first one was colored like the color of a dark rain cloud. And she would eat only those fruits and berries which were colored like that, just like blueberries, grapes, which were all colored in shyamak, you know, in bluish color. And it would give like a blueberry flavored milk. Imagine, Krishna is getting directly flavored milk without chemicals and without removing the fat also. Fresh from the cow's udder, flavored milk. Surabhi cows can give anything, but this one was specially designed. So when Mother Yashoda would want to please Krishna, would want Krishna to get in a particular joyful mood, then she would give him this milk. Mother Yashoda knew that what mood Krishna is in, what kind of milk he needs. So the first cow was named Shyamali. So the next cow is golden colored. It's like, actually it is in between. It's like the rising sunshine. There is the reddish golden color. And that color is actually called Aruni. Means it is the color of rising sunshine. Very red, yellowish, very beautiful. So Aruni. So Aruni means the color of the dawn, rising sun. So that cow was colored just like the strawberry, like the dawn color, little golden. And she would eat also only those fruits which are colored like blood red, golden, like strawberries, etc. And it was said that the milk from that cow would taste just like strawberry milk. So if Krishna wanted blueberry milk, he would drink Shyamali. And if he wanted strawberry milk, he would go to Aruni. And he did not have to go, he had to just desire, and the cows would come running and stand. And Krishna would lie down and they would give him fresh milk, which is all flavored and all according to his taste and the right temperature, you want cold, hot, the cows would just fulfill Krishna's desires. So then the third cow, which was golden in color, completely golden. So and that is called as Gauri. So Gauri would be all golden, even her saliva would be golden. Beautiful golden. And she would only take golden colored, like persimmon, mango, haldi, turmeric, and after the milk would also be golden, and they would be like medicinal, just like haldi. The fourth cow, and this milk would make Krishna very, very peaceful. She was white in color. So, she was white in color. And her milk would be very, very soothing. So, whenever Krishna was very, very naughty, uncontrolled, then Krishna would give the milk of this white cow called Shukli. Shukla means white. So her female, Shukli. So she would drink that milk, Krishna would drink that milk, and Krishna would become very, very peaceful. But the most important cow for our Harinam Sankirtan movement is the last cow. The cow's head was shaped like a mradanga. And the milk from that cow actually tasted like the sound of the, it sounded when the, when if you see a milk when it falls, like even water, when it falls into the water, it makes a sound, right? Like when a water drop falls into the bucket, it will make like a sound where the drop falls. The speciality of this cow, Mridangi, was that when a drop of water, sorry, a milk, would fall into the bucket, it would make the sound of mridanga. Tere ketta. Tere, tere, tere ketta. Like that, you know, it would just fall and it would make a sound of mridanga. So that is why she was known as Mridangi. Now Krishna would drink all these beautiful different types of milk according to his different moods. These were the five important cows, and there were many more cows that Krishna would drink milk from. And Mother Yashoda had so much variety and so much fun while serving Krishna. Imagine, you have to clean the house, and then you have to clean the house, you have like nice, some kind of powder, you have some kind of nice liquid, nice scent. You have like varieties. Then you would have fun cleaning the house because you have so much variety to clean, do, experiment, have fun. So similarly here, she has to feed Krishna and she has so much variety to feed Krishna, so much choice to feed Krishna, so much variety to keep Krishna's mood in control and get the mood that Krishna wants or get the mood she wants. That's when the spiritual world is completely full of fun. So here Krishna is completely unaware. Krishna is sleeping right now before this Damodar Leela is starting off. And Mother Yashoda is milking this cow, Mridangi, to make fresh butter for Krishna. Now, a very, very important thing here we find is that Mother Yashoda specifically chooses the milk of this Mridangi so that when she is churning this butter, it is making that Mridanga sound just like we do in Kirtan. She takes this pot of milk to the wooden churning rod. Now there is something very, very special. The spiritual world, everything is completely full of life. Everything is a jiva. So, Mother Yashoda keeps this pot of Mridangi milk under the churning rod, puts the churning rod into it. Now there is something special going on here. Mother Yashoda has to churn that rod and she has so many options. In her garden, there is cotton trees. There is coconut. You can make rope out of coconut, you can make rope out of cotton, and she has all those cocoons, silk. She can make rope out of silk. There is darbha grass. You can make rope out of darbha grass. Remember all these because in the end they will all be part of Damodar Leela. So Mother Yashoda is, and there is also soft bamboo shoots. Now these soft bamboo shoots, there is soft bamboo shoots, smaller ones, there is bigger bamboo shoots. Now these bamboo shoots are very eager. They are very beautifully shaped. They are not like our wild bamboo shoots. Now, one bamboo shoot has become the churning rod. So, for example, when one bamboo shoot is become the churning rod, all the other bamboos there, they are eagerly awaiting. When will we become churning rod and serve Krishna? And the bamboo shoot which Mother Yashoda is using, he has become a little proud. Now remember, he's proud. Krishna will break his pride later on. He's proud. I am the bamboo shoot from where Krishna will get the butter. So he's a little proud. Now Mother Yashoda is using the rope made up of coconut fibers. So the cotton tree
in the garden. She is becoming heartbroken. He is using that coconut rope. She is not using me. So that cotton tree, from its eyes, water drips. Because of separation from Krishna. He is thinking, I am not being used as the rod to serve Krishna. And because of that water, as it falls, fresh cotton rope becomes ready. Anytime service to Krishna comes up, my ropes are ready. Similarly, silkworms, they are also thinking, let us keep our ropes ready. So everybody is ready. When will we get to serve Krishna? When will we become the rope? The coconut fiber is happy. But he is thinking, let me get ready more if Krishna wants. So in that way, everybody is eager to serve Krishna. There are nice flower trees there. And all those flowers, Mother Yashoda has made a nice... If you see Indian women, how they wear this nice... they make a block of flower and put it on their hair. So they are all sitting in Mother Yashoda's hair and they are thinking, they are touching this pure devotee. Of course, they are very happy they are in Mother Yashoda's hair. But they are thinking, when will Krishna touch us? So the atmosphere is very, very surcharged. So the pot is thinking, oh, this milk, Krishna will eventually put his hand in me. The pot is thinking. Madangi is thinking, I will now make melodious tunes for Krishna. The rope is happy. He is winking his eye, thinking, oh my God, everybody is so eager to become the rope and now I am the rope and Mother Yashoda will hold me. The bamboo is proud. So Mother Yashoda is sitting there. And Mother Yashoda has beautiful shark-shaped earrings. She has bangles, very, very beautiful bangles. Earrings, bangles, nose ring. And they are all very special because they are all like musical instruments. So when Mother Yashoda is churning, the bangles, they are playing like kartal. So the milk is playing like mridanga. The bangle is playing sweet. Like kartal. Prabhupada said one should play kartals like gopis' ankle bells. Soft. Kartal should not be like, sometimes now the devotees are complaining they become deaf in temples, you know. Many, many Maharajas have lost hearing to a big extent. You should not just bang kartals, you know, that doesn't please Krishna. But Mother Yashoda's were, they were like nice, sweet, melodious sound, pleasing to the ears. So, Mother Yashoda is churning this milk, which is making a sound of a mridanga, like you're playing in a kirtan. And along with her hand motion, her earrings, the shark-shaped earrings, they are having their own independent motion. So similarly, the bangles in her hand, they are also having their own motion, their own independent motion. The earrings have their own independent motion. And they are all playing a beautiful kirtan. By the way, it is said the sari that Mother Yashoda is wearing that day is the sari of kirtan that enhances the mood of kirtan even more. Mother Yashoda goes to her cupboard, and according to the mood that Krishna wants to be pleased with, that kind of sari just comes up and Mother Yashoda wears it. Can you imagine? You go to the cupboard and it says, this is the perfect one for this day for all the activities. You can only imagine, but Mother Yashoda, that's how it is in the spiritual world. Because everything is directed, produced, directed by Purnamasi and all these others. So Mother Yashoda is wearing this beautiful sari. There is flowers in her head. There is Harinam Sankirtan going on. There is this kirtan going on with nice kartal mridanga. And then Mother Yashoda begins to sing the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in a sweet, sweet, sweet Harinam Sankirtan. And that is the actual origin of Harinam Sankirtan. Mother Yashoda singing to please Krishna. Now what is the result of this? Mother Yashoda is singing so sweetly with the mridanga sound, with the whole orchestra, while she is making butter for Krishna. And the butter is nothing but her heart to please Krishna. So Harinam Sankirtan churns the heart, and then the butter, that the love, the butter, that we can offer to Krishna. So Krishna is sleeping right there, and all of a sudden Krishna wakes up, listening to this wonderful sound. And as we know, Krishna is a very, very naughty boy. So Krishna comes immediately running, rushing outside to see, to hear the sweetness of Mother Yashoda's kirtan, her kirtan sweetness. So the first thing we realize here is that Harinam Sankirtan attracts Krishna. The sweetness of your churning of the heart with proper Harinam Sankirtan, the sweetness with which you do that attracts the attention of Krishna. So Krishna came, and once Krishna comes, he becomes very demanding. Now remember, the bamboo rod was very proud. He was being used for churning. So as soon as Krishna comes, Krishna holds the bamboo rod very, very hard. You know, just to tell Mother Yashoda, he wants milk now. So he wants her to stop doing what she's doing. So he holds the bamboo rod very hard. Remember, he was very proud. So because Krishna held him so firmly, he begins to like really choke, and he is completely flabbergasted. Then he realizes pride is not good. Krishna will chop off your pride. And then Krishna, Mother Yashoda still continues doing kirtan and looking at the sweet face of Krishna. She is still thinking, and Krishna wants her attention even more. So the sari is thinking, now Krishna will come to me. Everybody is waiting. When Krishna will touch me, when Krishna will hold me, when Krishna will... Everybody is waiting. So Krishna is holding now Mother Yashoda's sari. Now the sari has to make a sensation so that Mother Yashoda understands that Krishna is pulling it, so that she will then gradually hold Krishna. But the sari forgets in ecstasy that Krishna is pulling. He is in ecstasy, thinking, oh, Krishna is touching me. Samagareshwara doesn't get the sensation. She continues churning, then she pulls very hard on the sari. And then she goes, oh, okay, now I can give the sensation to Madhureshwara, because he is in complete ecstasy, he forgets his function. Then Mother Yashoda, she gets the signal, Krishna is hungry, Krishna wants to drink milk immediately, so she stops churning and she holds Krishna in her hand and puts him on her lap on the sari. Now the sari is in complete ecstasy, because Krishna is on the lap. And he starts drinking milk from Mother Yashoda. She continues singing. And all the other instruments are still playing there, because it doesn't require the physical motion. In spiritual world, everything is self-propelled. It doesn't need any energy from outside, just like the material world. Everything in the kirtan is going on, and Mother Krishna is happy drinking. He's drinking milk and at the same time he's enjoying. Now, as we know the story of Damodar Leela, Mother Yashoda had also kept some milk for boiling as she was churning this butter. And that milk starts thinking, oh my God, he's drinking Mother Yashoda's milk, so what am I going to do? Let me commit suicide. And that milk starts boiling over and falling on the fire. So Mother Yashoda realizes this immediately. So to take care of devotee, she puts aside Krishna, although he's in a very angry mood already. He's about to calm down, but she keeps him down and she rushes towards the milk. To keep him away from the fire, and Krishna becomes very, very angry. Now this Krishna, in anger, he breaks the pot of butter. But he eats the butter, he distributes that butter to the monkeys. So that is Krishna's acceptance of Mother Yashoda's love. When he accepts it. So he drinks that, he takes that, he distributes to his friends, and by the time Mother Yashoda comes back, the place is ransacked completely. And she becomes so angry. Now, Mother Yashoda, when she comes back, all the gopis are looking there and Krishna is going berserk in his anger. Mother Yashoda is now very upset. And everybody is, all the gopis gather to see the fun now, because Mother Yashoda is starting to yell at Krishna. And everybody is laughing, all the elderly gopis, younger gopis, they are looking at this sweet pastime, and everybody is wanting to have the fun. So all along the perimeter, the periphery of the house, is the whole of Vrindavan is there. And this whole Leela is taking place. And Mother Yashoda then begins to pick this bamboo rod, that bamboo rod, to follow Krishna, to beat up Krishna. So everybody is in ecstasy. Now we get to touch Krishna. Mother Yashoda is trying to beat up Krishna. Of course, their intention is not to beat Krishna, but to touch Krishna. And then, as Mother Yashoda is running, the flowers from her hair, they keep falling on the ground, and they are thinking, oh my God, we thought when Mother Yashoda would hold Krishna, that Krishna would actually touch us, or somehow we will touch Krishna. So those flowers are falling on the ground, they are thinking, when will we get to touch Krishna? So Mother Yashoda and Krishna start running in circles, and Krishna comes back to that same place. And Krishna is actually stamping on those flowers. And then they are in ecstasy. Oh, Krishna touched us. Now, finally, of course, there's a lot more details in here, but I'll just, because time is very short here. So, Mother Yashoda then begins to tie up Krishna after holding him. Now, we know the Damodar Leela, where Krishna, as Mother Yashoda is trying to tie him, the rope falls 2 fingers short. Of course, there are different meanings in this. It is said the main meaning of 2 fingers short is one is devotee's effort and another is Krishna's acceptance of that love of the devotee, sanction. But more importantly, all those other devotees who are waiting to serve Krishna, they get an opportunity. The silk rope, the cotton rope, the darbha grass, Mother Yashoda picks up everything and ties them up and tries to tie them around Krishna. So everybody actually gets to touch Krishna. The cotton tree which was crying, the silk, the darbha grass, and then the coconut rope whichever was left. Everybody gets tied around Krishna and everybody is in ecstasy because they actually got to touch Krishna. And when Mother Yashoda eventually ties up Krishna, Krishna being pleased with her sincere efforts, and when all the devotees are pleased, everybody who needed to be tied up, who wanted to touch Krishna, everybody had their desire fulfilled. All those rods which Krishna, they wanted to touch Krishna, all their desires are fulfilled. When all the devotees' desires are fulfilled, when everything is done, then Krishna allows Yashoda, okay, you touch, you tie me up now. And she ties him to the grinding mortar. And then Krishna is not sitting in one place. Krishna is walking, pulling that grinding mortar. And when he is pulling that grinding mortar, he goes right in between the Yamalarjuna trees. Where those two trees represent Nalakuvera and Manigriva. And they fall down with a thud, those two trees. And these two wonderful personalities emerge, the two brothers who were cursed by Narada, that they would be eventually freed by Krishna. Those two brothers come out, they see this beautiful form of Krishna crawling on the ground, tied up with a rope, dragging the grinding mortar. And they pray that we don't want to see anything else. And that is the prayer of Damodar Ashtakam, that we don't want to see anything else. This is the highest we could see. This is the sweetness of Krishna. And then eventually, they worship Krishna. Love. And they promise not to indulge in sinful activities. And just meditate on the sweet form of Krishna. So Krishna's mercy, greatest mercy, is to see this to see the sweet form, to have darshan of the sweet form, which by which everybody is put into ecstasy. All the Brajavasis are in complete ecstasy. So, therefore, looking at this beautiful form, the two brothers, they become liberated. Liberated means now they will engage only in pure devotion of remembering. The highest form of spiritual practice is to always remember Krishna. So all the Brajavasis listening to this sound of the two trees falling down, they come with lamps looking for Krishna. And they all look at Krishna with the light of their beautiful lamps in the evening time, the sweet form of Krishna. So therefore in this month, in the festival of light for devotees, especially to look at this sweet form of Krishna with the lamp and remember this sweet pastime day after day, and engage and immerse the mind in pools of ecstasy. This is the goal, that in this month, this form of Damodara, this sweet form of Damodara always remains in our heart. And means, just like those ropes bind Krishna, our heart is also lacking those two fingers. And Krishna is slipping away and our heart is getting filled up with lust, anger and greed. So we pray that Krishna is tied in our heart and Krishna dances in our heart. And with this lamp of pure devotional loving service, we are able to take darshan of Krishna again and again every day. So Krishna killed Narakasura, took bath, freed the all the princesses and married all of them. It is said Krishna took oil bath. So that is why in Diwali everybody takes oil bath. As it said, it purifies, you know, just to remember that sweet pastime to follow what Krishna did. So similarly, there are many pastimes like this, but for devotees, the most important pastime is we offer lamp, but if you remember this pastime with all sweetness, then that offering of the lamp becomes very, very powerful, very, very meaningful for all of us. So may all of us drown in this remembrance of offering this lamp to Damodar with great love. In this month of Kartik, this Diwali. So just like Lord Ram came back to our hearts, to Ayodhya, so may our heart be the place where the Lord comes and let the lamp shine in our heart of true knowledge, love and devotion. And may the Lord stay in our hearts forever. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. And if any questions or comments, please let me know. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dandavat Pranams. Thank you so much for the very, very sweet, very nice, intricate Leela that you were talking. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for giving us your association on this wonderful day. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you for the very beautiful, sweet pastime. So Prabhuji, I missed the point about the cows you were saying. So what is the name of the fifth cow who is white?
Mridangi.
One is okay. Yeah, the last one which makes the whose milk makes the sound of mridanga is called mridangi.
Oh, and, yeah.
And and the white cow which gives milk. Is the soothing milk. So she is called Shuki.
Shuki, yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice, Babuji. I have never heard this cow's name. And also the pastime, Prabhuji, you were saying about the lady whose husband was supposed to die and she put all the ornaments and everything. So where did we find that story, Prabhuji?
It's in one of the Puranas. I just saw a reference yesterday. I forgot right now. So yesterday I was preparing for the class. So it is said that Yamaraj, she saved her husband from Yamaraj. Just like Satyavan Savitri, how a chaste woman can protect her husband from death. So similarly for Dhanteras, why Dhana, you know, why they keep Dhana, is one of the king's name was Hima. Yeah, the person who was about to die, his name was Hima. And he was protected like this in one of the yugas. Maybe I will just find a reference and maybe WhatsApp in the group, but there is a reference for that.
Yeah, thank you, Prabhuji. Very nice. I mean, we can tell people why we celebrate the Diwali. It's second reason also.
Yeah. It's in the ISKCON Desire Tree. I had found it. I will find the reference and I will send the link. Huh?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Hi, Krishna Prabhu. Well, this story was so completely fascinating. Where did you find this version of the pastimes, you know?
This is Bhakti Bhagwat Maharaj. Bhakti Bhagwat Puran Swami, I guess, yeah. He has a lecture. He gave the same lecture in Tirupati. It's on ISKCON Desire Tree.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So Bhakti Bhagwat Puran Maharaj, he explains the same thing. Even more detail, he has like a 3-part lecture. I have tried to compress it in 1 hour. But he goes into more details. Yeah, it's in, this chapter is from the Bhagavatam. Lord Krishna is bound by Yashoda. I think it's 10th canto, chapter 9, I guess. So, in that, this whole pastime is described. But then he refers the commentary of the Acharyas where they describe these cows and these different things. So Maharaj,
you think you can also give the link to that as well, that 3-part lecture?
Yeah, I can put it there. Yeah, but the only thing is that lecture, in that it's in Tirupati, so there is a Telugu translation after every sentence. So
oh,
that's why
okay.
It gets very, very long as well. So I will,
That's okay.
Yeah, okay. So I will give you that link. It's very interesting, very sweet.
Very.
Yeah, so...
Also, so you said the gory cows, they eat things like mangoes, turmeric, right?
Mm-hmm. Yellow, everything yellow. Yeah.
Everything yellow. And the Shukli cow, what does she eat?
That's not described very clearly.
Okay.
But her milk is very peaceful, white.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when Krishna needs to be calmed down, then Mother Yashoda gives him that.
Yeah, that's the white cow, which is very calm, very calming effect. So like that, you know. Each cow has a certain effect of different moods of Krishna, Maharaj describes.
Oh.
And so Krishna is in happy mood, then she gives him that shamli, that milk, you know, like that, you know, in many different ways. So
So those are some details you will find in that lecture. I'll share the link. But
what kind of mood is the Aruni, does he give for Aruni, you know, the Aruni milk, Aruni's milk?
Do you mean? Yeah. So basically, it is said at different grades of happiness, you know.
Yeah.
So when he is happy, so there is a certain kind of, you know, happiness mood in which, like, sometimes he's playing with the cows, sometimes he's playing very naughty, so Mother Yashoda wants him to be in that mood, you know. But when he gets out of control, so then she gives him the Shukli milk to calm him down. But, you know, so Maharaj describes that, you know. Yeah.
And they also he also did not describe, I mean, I understand why Mridangi milk is called that, but I mean Mridangi cow, but is it discussed what the Mridangi cow eats?
No. Those two cows eating is not described, but the other three cows, because of that particular color, flavor and mood, that is discussed by Maharaj.
and he said the Mridangi cow, his head is shaped like mridanga.
It's shaped like a mridanga, yes, exactly.
Uh-huh.
And the milk from her udder, when it comes, it gives the sound of mridanga.
Mridanga.
Yeah. So it said that is the origin of our Harinam Sankirtan movement, you know. So it comes from Mother Yashoda did the first Harinam Sankirtan.
Yeah, that was the most fascinating part, actually, you know.
Yeah.
This thing. Oh.
Yeah.
And I was also thinking about the fact that, you know, Krishna has, I forget how many, 108, is it herds of cows? Each herd has a different color or something?
Each color, actually Krishna remembers each cow by its individual name.
Yes.
I don't know how it was possible. It is very, it's amazing. But I think Nanda Maharaj had 900,000 cows.
Yeah.
And every day Krishna would call each cow by their name,
mm-hmm,
to go back. But every cow would hide in the evening. Every cow would hide because Krishna would want each cow to be called by their name. And how would Krishna manage to call 900,000 cows every evening? Only Krishna can do it.
Yeah.
So because Krishna called their name with such love, so therefore each cow would wait, would hide and wait when Krishna called. And when they would call, they would be so happy and they would come running. So in this way, he would call the names of all the 900,000 cows and then he would, you know, at the same time blow his flute, smoke and do everything. And then they would come, you know. So and that's Krishna, you know, he can do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I was saying that, you know, out of all those cows, I think there's like, you know, when Mother Yashoda wants to give him the very best milk,
mm-hmm,
I think, what does she do? She takes the top eight, and then out of the top eight, I forget how it goes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. In the sense, see, not every cow has the same color or something, and each is, of course, they are eternal, you know, and who and Krishna, for their services, Krishna gives every devotee that required intelligence for them to perform that service. So Mother Yashoda knows exactly what Krishna needs, what milk Krishna wants to please him, and she knows exactly which cow can give. And so Krishna gives every devotee, because in we have in our material body mind, intelligence, ego, and similarly that they are transformed. They are actually transformations of the three spiritual energies we have, Samvit, Sandini, Ladini. So these energies which are Krishna's energies, every jiva has that. And jiva has its own intelligence by which it can identify how and what pleases Krishna. And every jiva is satisfied by the service he is offering to Krishna. So the level of satisfaction is complete. So Mother Yashoda knows whom to select, so the others are not jealous, you know. That's all not there in the spiritual world. So they know, Mother Yashoda knows, and the cows know, but how they do the service, that's the best part. The best part in the spiritual world is Krishna forgets he is God, you know. So how he does that only, he can do that, you know. And then he enjoys everything as though he's a little kid, as though he doesn't know anything, you know. So, and that's how everything is played out, you know. So everybody knows everything that's going to happen, yet everybody behaves as though nobody knows anything, and it's all, you know, being played out. So the devotee has that required intelligence, you know. Mother Yashoda, Krishna gives her that special intelligence by which she can select which cow can please Krishna, and, you know, and she can select them, and they can actually be properly lined up, you know, because they are all in the inner courtyard where Krishna is playing all the time. And all the other cows are in the outer courtyard. So she knows them very well, you know, in that way.
Yeah. Very sweet, very wonderful. Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Anyone else has any questions or comments for Prabhuji? So thank you all so much again for joining. Thank you, Prabhuji, for wonderful nectar. We can now end the call. Vancha kalpataru vyascha kripa sindhu patita naam bhavane vyo vaishnave vyo namo namaha ananta koti vaishna vranda ki jai shara prabhu paadi ki jai the kartik mas ki jai his grace gaur natraj prabhu ki jai
I mean, just, oh, yes.